My colleagues on the panel have really done a phenomenal job of laying out some of the kind of theological, historical, anthropological, and pastoral issues. And so I'm going to, I've been called to talk about what the role of the chaplain is, or comment from a chaplain perspective. And I want to take on a different, at least start with, I think, one of the issues in this case that's not been talked about, and that are some of the process issues in Ms. Watson's care around spiritual care. And it is the role of the professional chaplain as the spiritual care professional on the team to make sure that the spiritual care processes for everyone on the team are up to speed and offer the best care for the patient. Those processes really failed in this case pretty across the board. And because of that, we do not even now have as much information about Ms. Watson's spiritual beliefs and states as we should have. And what we have, we didn't get in as timely a manner as we should have. And that's a chaplain job to deal with. So to be specific about that, it's important to know first that in spiritual assessment, it's both a cognitive and an emotional issue. So if you know what somebody believes, but not the emotional content that they load on that, you've only got half the picture. And then what happens often is we, as clinicians, load our emotional stuff on there. And mostly, as has been pointed out here, if there are cultural, racial differences, we tend to load the raw emotion on there, or potentially we do. So the first thing that's missing here is a spiritual distress screening to see if Ms. Watson is in spiritual distress, which should have happened in her first contact with the healthcare system. Now, I think probably she very well may have screened negative for spiritual distress, but as this turns out, that would have been an important finding, as we learn through the rest of this case. The next thing that didn't happen is that there was apparently no spiritual history in the intake history and physical. And even when the oncologist comes in and is confronted with the pastor in the room, the congregation in the room, religious questions, and being challenged on religion, the physician's training apparently did not cause her to think, well, I ought to stop, there's something else going on here. Before I go on about the diagnosis, I ought to inquire about her spiritual state. Not as a discussion, but as a way of finding out. And what would have happened here is that that would have allowed the team to be cued in to some of these belief systems right at that point of starting treatment, not sometime down the road when it had to be discovered and thankfully a nurse picked up on something and made a referral to a chaplain. So the chaplain got involved late, and any of you who are consultants of any discipline know that that's routine. They always, they call radiation oncology always on time, right? Right. So we all get called late. That's a part of the system that we're in. And in this case, the chaplain did not get involved as early as she could have and should have. And we have maybe a partial assessment here. There's more that all of my colleagues have on the panel that have named a lot of the things that we yet don't know that a full spiritual assessment should have put in this patient's note sometime previous to this, so the whole team would have known what was going on. So we have Ms. Watson, who is clearly, whose care is largely driven by her spiritual beliefs and practices. Whether she is, it's the reason she's not seeking care is an access issue that is suggested, which is entirely possible. Whether it's a financial or racial issue or a theological issue, we clearly don't know. But we could have done more about the spiritual issue and eliminating or making that a possibility if we had known better what was going on, and we don't. So that would be the first thing I would be doing as a chaplain is, not for Ms. Watson, but for those who follow her, to say, we need to change how this spirituality is addressed. And I know, every physician in the room when I say spiritual history says, one more thing, I can't do that. I would suggest to you that in this case, it would have saved a lot of time on the health team's part to have done that up front, as it turned out, because then a lot of time was spent talking to Ms. Watson, finding her, getting her there. Then I have some of the same questions about some of the issues. You know, what does she think of blessing? How is she happy about this blessing in the context of having a very serious cancer diagnosis? How do those two go together? What does the pastor say, as Dr. Tony has suggested? How does she think of atonement, which is the central issue here? How does this cancer function? Is it an atonement? We see this in a lot of religious groups, not just Christians. This is an issue for many of our Muslim patients who want to die, being able to say the last words without being clouded by pain medicine, so they can go directly to heaven. This is not uncommon in faith groups. I think that we would talk about. Dr. Comey very boldly went into what I would call reframing. I'm not quite as bold as he is, but we both know that. I don't know where this reframing is going, but he's exactly on the right track. You know, can we, in listening to Ms. Watson, help her to, without questioning her beliefs, we leave her belief in the blood and atonement and all of that in entering into her paradigm, we understand it and we can then help in that paradigm to help her reframe. Crystal Park, who's been now for years at UConn, has said many times that if we allow people space, they find their new meaning. That if we give them presence and a space, they know how to make meaning for themselves most of the time. But we can help them with some ideas, and Dr. Tony has suggested some of those. So I think one of the last thought is, in my third sentence, that one of the things that may happen here for me as a chaplain is that I may be going to the team and saying, guess what? She doesn't want treatment. If you force treatment on her, she will suffer more than if you let her not have treatment. That's not a popular thing to say in medical teams, but that may be the reality for Ms. Watson. Thank you.